In the past few months, there have been at least 10 reported cases of the elderly purchasing Green Dot Money cards and handing over hundreds of dollars over to scammers. Sometimes they're told they've won the lottery or a grant. Other times they're convinced they owe money to the IRS. And Thomasville Police Lieutenant Wade Glover says because the scam uses the money card, the suspects don't even need to have the card in hand, making them hard to trace.
The victim of these cases call these people back and give them the number off the back of the card. So these suspects can just simply go online, punch in that number, and get the money off the card and get it transferred to account overseas or wherever.
He says once money leaves the card, it's gone. So the easiest way not to become a victim is not taking part in these types of transactions.
If somebody wants to give you some money for no apparent reason, it's obviously, too good to be true. If it's too good to be true, usually it is.
Glover says residents aware of any similar scam should contact the police department. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.